We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
We've got Missouri State Representative Justin Hill with us this morning from District 108. Now, he's been down in Texas this week with an organization called ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. It's a nonpartisan voluntary organization for legislators. And Justin, welcome into the program. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing wonderful. Getting ready to start this meeting, a 3-day meeting down here in Austin.
That's great. And, I mean, what an opportunity for somebody from right here in Missouri to see firsthand what's going on along the border. Tell me how you got this access and what you were able to do yesterday.
Well, our partners down in Texas, they have an interest in making sure their neighboring states to the north truly have a good understanding of what's going on in their southern border. So they invited me and about, 10 other legislators to do a tour of a facility down there, do a border tour via helicopter and boat down on the Rio Grande to get a better understanding rather than just kind of seeing it from the couch and watching TV.
Yeah. So what did you find in addition, before you tell me about flying in the helicopter, because I know you guys saw the pictures on Facebook from you getting to do that. That was pretty cool. You got to tour a couple of these, at least one of the facilities that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would lead us all to believe were the equivalent of concentration camps. What did you find?
Yeah, I did the exact same tour. So when we went in, and they don't even call it a detention center because they call it a processing facility, because this facility is specifically for family units and unaccompanied children. Okay, so if you're a single adult and you're detained crossing the border illegally, you're going to go to a facility for men or a facility for women. But if you have a child, and that's anyone 17 and under, you go to this specific facility. And what I saw in there was actually very wonderful. I mean, I've seen worse jails in the St. Louis area than I saw down here. And, it's just, there's a look on people's face like of relief because, A, they're getting water, they're getting food, kids are getting juice and toys and snacks, and they're given a shower, they're given, toiletries, they're allowed to see a medical doctor. In fact, they get two checkups while they're there. We want to make sure that if someone's coming in illegal, we don't want to spread disease to American citizens, right? So everybody gets checked out.
You mean you didn't see people squatting down on their hands and knees drinking out of toilets?
No, not at all. Everybody's given a blanket. They're given cushions to lay on. They do use fencing because they want to be able to see throughout the whole facility. And a lot of times they use fencing so that if somebody comes into the facility with a child that is not theirs, another immigrant might say, that child does not belong with that man. Because what's really going on down here is the drug cartels are in the business of human trafficking. They're charging each individual $5,000 to get them across the border.
Wow.
And they know if they have a child with them, it ties the hands of American law enforcement. Well, if I have, 1,000 kilos of heroin to move into the United States, I'm going to get maybe 30 individuals that have paid their way to get into the United States. I'm going to have them go to the border all at the same time. And what Border Patrol and the Guard and Texas DPS told me was they're the ones being arrested, because whenever that many come across the border, everywhere else is just, they're free to cross.
Sure.
Right? With all the drugs.
Yeah.
It was completely eye-opening.
We're talking to Missouri State Representative Justin Hill from District 108. He's down in Texas for a conference right now. I got to go to the border with Governor Matt Blunt a number of years ago, and I got to fly in a helicopter courtesy of the National Guard along the border in Arizona. What did you see when, I mean, my shocking revelation when I saw it was that there was a highway, there was a bunch of sand, and there was another highway, and one highway was in the U.S., the other was in Mexico. There was no fence. There was nothing but tumbleweeds between the two, and it struck me how difficult a job our Border Patrol really faces every day.
Yeah, well, this is a huge collaborative effort here in Texas because, you know, the Guard was activated in part due to the Trump administration. 13 states have joined the Texas Guard to help them at the border. So you've got American soldiers from all over the U.S., and they're so happy to be down here helping in this effort. I flew with a couple of DPS pilots, and when they took me up, it was along the Rio Grande, and it's so windy and curvy. So, I mean, trying to protect our border via boat
sure.
is very delayed and a lot harder. But what I noticed on the Mexican side was, you know, there's old resorts there. Nobody's at them. All the cartels own all the land against the United States. And you'll see roads that come north from Mexico and end right in the river, and those are the dump points.
Well,
Yeah, 120-yard swim.
You can't appreciate it until you see it in person. Justin Hill, thanks for that in-person report there, and we'll have you in studio to talk about it when you get back up here. How about that?
Get more at 971talk.com.